Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we want to start the show by thanking you for being downright awesome. You guys share the show. You give us great reviews on iTunes. I am so honored to be able to serve you guys. And the only reason that we exist is because you are here and you continue giving us amazing feedback of lives that we're changing, of people that are getting financial and time security, all because of growing their cleaning company. If you're listening to the podcast on iTunes, check out our YouTube channel. If you're watching on YouTube, check out the podcast. No matter where you're going, where you're at, everything we offer, free and paid, is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. All the resources you need to grow your cleaning company, check it out there, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, we are chatting with Darren from Clean Space Solutions. Clean Space Solutions is located in the UK and specializes in tenancy or end of tenancy, move in, move out cleanings. If you want to reach out to Darren, you can hold him at www.cleanspacesolutions.co.uk. Darren, welcome to the show all the way from the UK.
Hiya. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you, brother. And as always, because I'm a huge nerd and I love having folks from out of country, I have to do this ridiculous thing that podcast people probably don't care about, but damn it, it's my show. I'm doing it. It's 2:43 in the PM where I'm at right now. The sun is shining. It's super hot. You'll have to take my word for it, Cleaning Nation. Where is it? What time is it where you're at, Darren?
10:43 here in the evening.
In the evening. Okay, cool. So it's Darren stayed up way past his bedtime, I'm sure, just to hang out with me. I'm very honored. Tell us a little bit about you, man. What's going on in your world? What's going on in your life? Give us a little background into the world of Darren before we jump into the meat of it.
Well, I'm in the position, really probably like most people, I want to be in control of my own destiny. I felt as if it was something that I needed to do. Previously, my health hasn't been that great through being in other high stressful jobs. Really, you can love the job you're in and work and love doing that job, but maybe the people in around you aren't the best people that you want to be with. So obviously doing this is still a side job to another job that I'm doing, but obviously it's been a learning curve so far, and trying to apply everything that you've been doing on the videos and trying to apply that in the work that I'm doing is working, but it's just getting there slowly, that's all.
All right, well, glad to have you and honored to be able to help. What specifically problem do you have going on in your world today that we can help you with?
The problem basically is UK is coming out of the EU, which basically is affecting market conditions with regards to how much businesses are willing to take on board new contracts and engage in expanding their services. And realistically, how do you engage with that without devaluing the service that you're offering?
Okay, so what I hear you saying is, sounds like you're just having trouble getting work or getting work at a good margin, or let's be specific so I can make sure I give you specific
coaching. Yeah, because of market conditions and working for sort of trying to get contracts with multinational companies that are based here in the UK, they don't want to commit to basically extending their services any further till they know what actually is happening with UK coming out of the EU. So the problem is that they're not willing to take on any new contractors. If they are trying to, they're trying to do it at a cheaper rate. So with me, I'm trying to charge what I think is a quality high service, and I believe I'm charging a good rate. It's not a low rate. It's not an extremely high rate, but it's a high rate probably for the UK compared to North America. But I believe that I'm promoting everything you're saying and doing and about what I'm about and listening to what they need. But you still come across the same barrier whereby they say, well, we need it this cost because of the current market conditions with the UK leaving the EU. So I'm just obviously.
Okay, cool.
Around that.
And that's not unique. I wish I could say, gosh, Darren, that's crazy. I've never heard anyone say that before. We get all the money we want, but that's absolutely not the case. Price issues, we all deal with it. So that's a great question. I think we're going to be able to help not just you, but Cleaning Nation as well. So first and foremost, I want to encourage you that people are the same. Human beings are the same pretty much everywhere. There are people right now in, I don't know if you're in London or what part of the UK you're in, but I promise you there are cleaning companies making huge money right now where you're at. So let's eradicate the whole, oh, this market, there's no, I mean, there are times, like if you're in Venezuela where they're killing each other for a loaf of bread currently, all right, I'll give you that. The market's bad. My coaching at that point would be to move. The good news is if you could, I mean, God, there's people in Venezuela listening going, I can't move. They won't let me out. UK's not like that. Are you in a major area in UK? It's not like some outskirt, tiny city.
I am about 2 hours car drive from London, but I'm 40 minutes from Cambridge, Cambridge University.
Yeah, okay. So you're in and around real cities. You're not in some tiny
city. The city that I'm in is Peterborough. It's 180,000 people.
Okay, that's plenty big. So I want to encourage you. A lot of the feedback I get when people are scared, I'm not saying this is you, but I got to talk to you and Cleaning Nation. Anytime I ask them to do something, they go, oh, that won't work in my business. That won't work in my business. It's always my business. I got to tell you, I've coached people literally across the world, owners of cleaning companies, and there literally is no, it's human beings act the same all the time. And the way they act is they want to do what they think is in their best interest and will help them. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's never going to change. The cool thing is the concepts that we teach, the psychology and the concepts don't change whether you're in the UK. Americans do things because they want to serve themselves. People in the UK do things because they want to see themselves get their goals accomplished. Fill in the blank with Australia, Germany, any non-third world country where there really is a physical lack of money and people do what they want. So I want to encourage you. I promise you there are people making money in the UK right now in this business. And if you're like, no, there's not. I've done the research. There's zero successful cleaning companies anywhere in Cambridge or London. Then I would say move or switch businesses. But the reality, that's not the case. There are some very successful businesses. I know of them right now. So it will work in your area. And the reason I beat you up on that is we've lost before we start, right? If your underlying foundation is the people in the States make all the money, everyone in the UK is broke or no one will pay cleaners. If that's your truth and your belief, let's quit because there's no coaching I can do to help you. Like Henry Ford famously said, if you believe you can or you believe you can't.
Yeah.
I'm still going to answer your question, by the way. I just want to have that as a foundation. Go ahead.
Well, I think there's definitely a margin to push it. Basically, there is. But I still don't think we're at that yet with regards to compared to North America. Probably I know where the margins are. I know my niche. And I've stayed away from regular cleaning work more or less from domestic because I don't really see the margins there. I see the margins in moving in, moving out, and basically getting the reputation of doing that that somebody can count on when they need it. So that's that business side of the business has definitely been growing. I've tried service accommodation, doesn't sort of want with regards to what landlords are looking for. But, you know, definitely moving in, moving out, what we call in the UK end of tenancy is definitely something that is needed because obviously more people in the UK don't own their own home. They're letting, they're renting. So obviously there's definitely obviously a market from there. And the more better the reputation, which I am getting, the more work that I'm getting more regular. So it is working and I'm applying everything you're saying that you have done to date. So it's been working.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, I don't want to crap on your stuff and I promise I'm going to answer how to make sure we get good margin. But the first thing is we got to believe the good margin is possible. We can get it. If you don't believe it, then there's just nothing I can do to help you. I would encourage you to switch niches or switch businesses. But once we believe it can be done, then I can help you how to do it. Second thing, I just got to put a big asterisk. And again, if this is what you want to do, God bless you. You're the owner of the company. I support you. But for Cleaning Nation and the people that I coach, I never recommend move in and move out cleanings. I know people feel like they're good margins. They are not. The problems you run into are we are not building a business. You're building at best cash flow. At worst, you go out of business, but you have nothing to sell, right? If I come to you and you say, hey, Mike, buy my business from me. I go, what do you got? You're like, well, a bunch of people periodically call me to move in, move out. What if they stop calling? Well, then they stop calling. One of the big values of the cleaning business, whether it's commercial residential, is the recurring revenue. There's a book by John Warillo. He was on another podcast I did, Freaking Genius podcast, called The Automatic Customer. A great book. And he talks about the value of recurring customers. And when you go to sell companies, transactional companies, and trust me, I've been there. I've done that. I had a construction company where you sell a job and you do real well, and then you still got your $100,000 of revenue, or not revenue, expenses every month at the first of the month, but you have no revenue. You got to go kill it every dang month. The cleaning business is beautiful because every month, you know, I got my $36,000 of customers. That money's coming in. Maybe I pick one up, maybe I lose one, but I'm not going to go to zero. So you're missing or overlooking one of the biggest opportunities in the cleaning business, which is that recurring automatic customer. So I would encourage, and I'm still going to answer your question, but I just didn't want to overlook that for the rest of Cleaning Nation. So I would still encourage you to find recurring customers. Those are the best. Not only do you not have to go sell them every time, but every time you go, it's I got to create a new bill and I got to create a new, what does this customer want? What does he want? I got to staff up. I got 37 jobs today and zero jobs tomorrow. It's, I don't want to say impossible, but it's beyond my ability to build a real business when it's constantly, I got 30 jobs, I got no jobs, I got two jobs, I got seven jobs. It's just a chaotic environment and you can't charge enough to overcome that chaos, especially the people who only want to pay. So it's one thing if you're like, oh, they're just throwing money at me. I can't hardly beat them off with a stick. okay, maybe we'll talk about it. But when you're like, they don't even want to pay. They're bitching that I've charged too much and they're a pain in the neck. We need a new market. So that's my rant. Now I'll answer your question. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's fine.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, basically, I totally get where you are. I think what I tried to do was create a niche in that area, basically, and specialize in it. So I'm known for it. You always said about being known for what you're good at and creating that niche. I didn't see a niche, any company taking that on, maybe for the reasons you've already said. I do still have, I said, try to stay away from domestic. I tried to come away from it because I felt the market was quite saturated with a lot of companies, well, a lot of sole individuals taking minimum wage and taking the work away from me and making quite low. And I have a good number of customers who are still regular customers, but it's been more challenging, basically. So that's why I tried to create a niche. I totally get it with you. Cash flow is a main issue. And you're constantly fighting every day like it's your last day, trying to get that cash flow coming in regularly. So I do agree with you on that. But I've tried to make the business more of a premium, bespoke cleaning service and not to go anywhere near the bottom end services. But it depends on the area that I'm in and the affluency I'm in. And with the move in, move outs, you can go a bit further out of your city, basically, because there's potentially sometimes more money involved, but it is one off.
Yeah. And then also you made a good point with cash flow. With recurring revenue, you can charge at the beginning of the month because we know commercial, maybe it's a $1,500 a month contract, residential, maybe it's a $250 a month contract, but I know what the contract is. I know I'm going to be there every Tuesday or three times a week or whatever. I can charge in advance for that work and cash flow is not a problem. The faster you grow, the better your cash flow gets. When you're doing move in, move outs, it's the opposite. You can't charge until you do the work because how do I know what to bill you this month? Maybe it's going to be $1,000. Maybe it's going to be $200. Maybe it's going to be $5,000. So you have to bill after the fact. And most of the time, they're used to paying on net 30. So not only do you have to do kind of the crap end of the work, but you the margins, once you really look at what it takes to have the infrastructure available to take care of that, aren't as good as you think. On top of that, they don't pay very good. So it's a lot of crappy stuff. I like 82% of what you're saying. I just want to switch you a little bit. So I love that you're looking for a niche, right? I'll clean anything for anybody at any time. Never works. But we got to get the right niche. And the right niche is really anybody that is quality and quantity. Quality means they have pain that you can solve and have money. So that's the only two qualifications for a niche. Your people sounds like they do have pain, kind of. So here's what pain doesn't look like. If I came in your area and I want to do move out cleanings and I went to property manager, somebody that had a bunch of move in, move outs and said, hey, I've got my services. I'm thinking about starting a niche in your area. What do you think? And they go, I've got a guy, use them. And he quit and I got another guy. And once I fired him because he was a pain, I got another one. And it's really no big deal. They just, one's as good as the next. If this guy comes and then he's no good, I'll just get another guy. There's no pain there, right? There's nothing for me to solve because he's like, there's 100 guys wanting my job and one's as good as the next. I don't care. That's a bad, and I'm not saying that's your thing, but if that's the kind of response you get, that's a problem. If they go, oh my gosh, I'm so sick of the freaking cleaners. They're making my life nuts. I switch and I switch and I switch and I can never get it right. I'm constantly micromanaging. It's like a part-time job with these freaking cleaners. I'm ready to kill somebody. Now we got something. That guy or gal has a pain and he's not worried about price. If he's worried about price, you've done the conversation wrong. Which end of the spectrum are the customers you're working with now on?
I'm on that last one. We had the customer basically actually try to get me to clean three rooms of a property, a 5-bedroom property. And in her contract, it said all our rooms must be cleaned. And literally, I built up a very good relationship with the realtor over that. Hence, basically, now I'm the sole cleaner for that realtor. And I'm getting work nearly every other day, basically, from that because they've got like a list of 150 tenants, basically, who are going to be moving out or moving in over the next couple of months. But as you say, it's still only, not guaranteed work. I've again had another conversation today with another realtor who has liked what I've said in terms of they have a problem whereby the tenant goes off and gets any cleaning company in. They don't know who it is. The landlord doesn't know who it is. They don't know who they're dealing with, whether they're checked or where they're from or whether they're insured. And if they were dealing with, what I propose to them is if they're dealing with a company that they're proposing, that they're actually in control of the situation. So the landlord, who knows who the cleaning company is, the tenant knows who the cleaning company is, the realtor knows who the cleaning company is. If there's any problems, it minimizes the issues that's going on. Plus, then the realtor can put in a fee in the contract when the tenant's taking on board the agreement, and therefore basically they're able to make money from it that way as additional service.
Hold on, we're getting really deep into the weeds to your specific thing. I want to keep it the concept.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So I'm just trying to pitch my idea to them, basically.
If they have pain, if they're going, oh my gosh, I'm ready to kill somebody, then the answer to how do I get margin, how do I get price, is you bring that up when they go, I'm ready to kill someone. You go, you've got two choices. You can pay the rates that you've been paying and live the life that you've been living, in which case, God bless you, I'll get out of your hair. Or we can actually solve this problem. We can really let you get on to the work. What do you make an hour? What's your time worth? And start walking. What's it costing you to deal with these cleaners every day? Is it hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars? How many tenancies are you not getting because you're too busy fooling with the cleaning as opposed to your real job, which is this, that, and the other? Either they have pain and they're going to go, yep, I need to solve this problem, and then they'll pay you, or they don't. And if they don't, move on. So the first thing is, do they have real pain? Second thing is, do they have the money, right? If they have all the pain in the world but no money, it's a bad niche. If they have all the money in the world but no pain, it's a bad niche. So it sounds like you've got pain. I still think you're in the wrong niche, but just as it relates to pricing, if they have pain and if they have money, you just have to make sure you're communicating differently than the other people are communicating. I promise the other people are communicating kind of like you just were talking about now. We'll clean this. We won't clean this. What about the realtor fee? Kind of low level, micromanage-y, like kind of 100-foot view. We need to go to 10,000 foot and go, what are you trying to accomplish here? Are you trying to get less vacancies, more profit for your company? What are we trying to accomplish? And move in as a consultant and help them build their business from a high level. Like, I don't do any SEO or website building or any of that stuff. But as a consultant, I promise if I want to start building websites tomorrow, I could have 100 customers. Because all my customers look at me as a consultant, not a website salesperson. So we need to move you from a move-in, move-out salesperson to a consultant to the property management universe. So you got to understand the real pain isn't cleaning. It's, I don't have enough tenants. I can't charge them enough rent. I can't find, I've got too much vacancies. The owners are pissed at me. My place is falling apart. These are the problems that you need to solve. Those problems are expensive problems to solve. This is a dirty bathroom and I want it clean. That's a cheap problem to solve. Yeah. So I'd encourage you to find the right niche. And the definition of a good niche is they have lots of pain and they have the money to solve that pain and they understand that. And then B, solve a bigger problem for them. So if they've got pain and they've got money and they won't give you any of the money, you're solving too small of a problem up the game of the problem that you're solving. I think I had one more. Yeah, the big thing is we're never going to try and convince the wrong market to not be cheap. If they're cheap and they don't want to pay, we can go till we're blue in the face and we'll never get it. So I have zero of that. When people come to me for coaching, like, I don't have any money, I'm broke. Great. I have so much free stuff. Go get them. But I'm not going to convince them to stop being cheap or to get more money. We're not a fit. Take my free stuff. It's awesome. The people that I want to work with are like, oh my gosh, that's cheap. I'll pay you anything. It doesn't matter. I just need the solution. Those are the ones I can help. So I just encourage you, find the people that get what you're doing and get the value conversation and make their lives better, as opposed to trying to convince cheap people to cut out being cheap, because that's banging your head against the wall. You'll never win that fight. All right, any questions or anything else you need before we hit the lightning round? I give you a chance to share with Clean Nation.
Just basically, how do you make sure that you're actually trying to find basically the right person? I think the problem for me more or less is that you try to get through the door. You probably answered this already before, but you try to get through the right door, you never get the right person, and you call and you call and you email and you try to back everything up and you never get the right person. So in the end, I just leave it, move on, and basically call it a day on that one and try and actually find somebody. Because if somebody's not prepared to bring me back, I think, well, are they really going to be good for me anyway?
Yeah, great question. We're out of time for that. That would be an entire different show. So I'll try and answer that for you offline, but I want to make sure we stay on time. So let's hit the lightning round because I want to make sure you get an opportunity. I want your perspective. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
You can't control others. You can only control what you do.
Man, that's good in life and in business, my friend. That is wiser words never spoken, especially for married folk like me. You can never control that other human being. Yeah. Next, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe we can learn from you.
Probably not identifying my niche early enough and trying to basically be everything to everybody.
Great, man. Check and double check. You just nailed them both. A lot of pressure for number three to be good. If this one sucks, you're going to let us all down because the first two are so good. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something simple that we can implement immediately, either personally or professionally, to improve our lives or our business?
I think just be confident in yourself. I think the biggest thing I've seen online is people are not confident in themselves. Anybody you walk into, you're selling anything, you're giving anything, they see you as an expert and professional. So if you're not confident in what you're doing, people aren't going to believe in what you're doing.
So much easier to say than to do, but it doesn't make it any less true, my friend. All right, Darren, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Darren's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.